This Steve Jones Show podcast is now loading. The Steve Jones Show podcast is presented by Sunbury Motor Company, Purdy Insurance, Brewers Outlet, and NIL Game Changers. Bringing you an in-depth look at Penn State sports and more, this is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. The Steve Jones Show is presented by Purdy Insurance, Brewers Outlet, NIL Game Changers, and Sunbury Motor Company. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
And this half hour brought to you by Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. Auto, home, life, business, boat, motorcycle, RV, bundles. They'll do whatever they can to make sure that you are fully insured and to make sure that they're saving you money. It is all at Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. All right. And we're in the Sunbury Motors studio, Sunbury Motors 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Key, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. All right, this will be one of the more relaxed conversations you could ever have with a coach because it's the off season.
That's right.
John, it's always great to have you back. John Griffin, the head coach of Bucknell. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing well, Steve. Thanks for having me on, as always. But I'm doing well. Watched some of the games this week. Our group is getting back to it. So,
I'll get to your group just in a little bit, but we're gonna have a little fun and talk about the tournament. 12 of the top 16 seeds advanced. There are only two mid majors. That's if you want to include Gonzaga. Oh, and by the way, San Diego State made the Final Four last year. Do we take any conclusions in this particular year, not in a pattern, about how it's turned out in the Sweet 16?
No, I don't think so. I mean, there's been enough excitement in the first two rounds with mid-majors. I will be one of many to clarify Gonzaga is not a mid-major and should not be considered a mid-major from now until the end of time. And quite frankly, either is San Diego State. Many might not know the conference and what it looks like, but San Diego State is a high major situation. They invest heavily into their football and basketball program. I've seen it firsthand. Yeah. And both of those places, I mean, you look and you I would say you qualify mid versus high majors based on institutional commitment. And both of those programs commit at a Power 5 level consistently year after year. So it's a really, really strong field that has advanced. But that being said, the games were terrific. Aside from a few that typically you don't see where the score differential was, you know, over 20. But they were really high-level basketball games. They're physical. I thought the whistle did not blow nearly as much as many might have predicted. And you had to earn every basket and earn every stop, grab rebounds with great physicality, and it was good quality, entertaining basketball. As someone that's in the industry, I was just very pleased with how the optics and the quality of basketball.
Yeah, and I agree with everything about San Diego State. Steve Fisher took that job for a reason a long time ago. Right, and then he handed it off to Brian Dutcher, his top assistant, and the commitment is there. It's like without question, which then brings me to this part: how important has it become in today's sports world that you have alignment with a president, a board of trustees, an athletic director leading into a program? What does alignment mean now?
Yeah, I mean, it's just very critical to the overall program's success and, more importantly, sustainability. Look, everybody can find out almost every detail about their favorite program right now if you go on to the internet or Twitter you know, whatever you prefer, quite frankly, because one, there's just so many people that are now interested in their particular programs, but two, information is just so readily available, and depending on the source, it can be right and or wrong. But in athletics, where it's become such a marketing tool for universities across the country, alignment is critical. You know, the messaging, the mission of the university, you know, to find some world of sustainable success. I mean, everyone's got to be on the same page. And there is a place right now for winning athletic programs, because there's enough data that now says if done in the right way and consistently being portrayed in the right light, it can bring about some of the greatness of these institutions that might have not been seen before. It's the doorstep of a lot of universities right now, and the first thing people do when, you know, whether it be enrollment or donating to the universities, is really just go to the social media world and find out how the programs are doing. So it's critical for sustained success, and I think that all coaches across the country will say the same thing. And what you're seeing right now is high-quality coaches putting forth a great product and really connected teams playing their hearts out. And that's the beauty of the NCAA tournament. I mean, look, there's so much external noise that's happening right now in college football and basketball, but at the end of the day, the product is still true to playing hard, you know, leaving it out there, wearing your heart on your sleeve, being connected, and living in the moment. And you see that with Oakland, you see it with Yale, and it's just amazing, just for the overall health of college basketball, but also in college athletics.
Right. You brought up social media there and the positive impacts it can have, but at the same time, your players are connected, I don't whether it's Twitter, X, Instagram, whatever it may be. I know you can't control it, but what has always been, as a coach, your message to your players about external noise anywhere, but in particular on social media?
Yeah, I mean, the messaging from me to my team here at Bucknell is, one, I want to make sure they understand the impact that some negative form of using social media can have on their own individual brand. So it's really important for me to bring that education to the forefront so that they don't say or do something that would impact their future. I mean, they're still 18 to 22 year olds with a long life ahead of them, and they don't want to do anything that could potentially impact that in a negative way that they can't overcome. So that's one. Two, you have to find balance in blocking out what would be negative and, you know, somehow bringing in the positive. You know, I think college athletics across the country right now are trying to navigate the negative impact of social media, which is direct messaging and, you know, to a certain extent, this world of gambling that has now really jumped into college athletics and has taken on a pretty negative light. And you got to really make sure that you're providing enough resources for our students. So I make sure they know, like, hey, if you're here with us at Bucknell, you have to protect the program, but we're here to help you. If there's something that's really impacting you negatively, you know, bring it to light, bring it to us. We'll help you navigate it appropriately. So it's delicate. It's really delicate. But there's also another side, like you mentioned, where us as a program, individually, you can really use it to your advantage, and you can build a brand, an individual brand, a program brand that can, of course, as a program, you have to align yourself with the missions of your university. For us, Bucknell, we make sure that when we push stuff out on social media to the world, which it's hard for an 18 to 22 year old to wrap their minds around the idea that you can push a button and the entire world can see whatever you say. So programmatically, we have to make sure that it mirrors the mission of Bucknell. We're here for a bigger picture and to make sure that you're prepared for life beyond the game of basketball.
Cale Sanderson, Penn State's wrestling coach, talked about after the tournament over the weekend about the fact that in the end, it's a game. right? And all that hard work that you put in day in and day out allows them for 7 minutes to go out and apply it, but attempt to have fun with it. How important is that approach that to you that we don't forget, and the young people and the coaches don't forget, it's a game, even though there are consequences on winning and losing?
Yeah, it's a tough balance. I mean, it's been a tough balance from way before I've been born, Steve. I mean, everyone's been toggling that balance for quite a long time, for generations, and you want to provide perspective, but at the same time, you also have a job to do as a coach. And the players in today's world, they're so serious about their sports. They're so serious about success. So sometimes they forget, you know, the hard work is for that 7 minutes of action, and they forget the process along the way, how enjoyable it really is. Now, most people, when they look back 10 years down the road, will say it's some of the best times of their life, regardless of wins and losses.
That's right.
Just the process in itself. But in the moment, it's very intense, and there's a lot at stake. I mean, you can make a living now in so many different professional worlds of sports and your brand, and there's just a lot to it right now that makes it maybe a little bit more challenging than ever to just have that balanced perspective. But look, you see it in the NCAA tournament. Grand Canyon lost last night. I love watching the press conferences. So for anybody that's just a college basketball enthusiast, I would recommend going on YouTube, March Madness YouTube, and really watching the press conferences. You see these athletes in their rawest elements, and it's really truly amazing. It makes the games that much more entertaining, but more meaningful. And you know, I bring up Grand Canyon. I watched a clip of a young man just talking about perspective and what he's gained throughout the process of being a basketball player at Grand Canyon. And that's what you see right now. That's why I love the NCAA tournament. I was so fortunate to be a part of it. But it brings people together in such a unique way. It has a bit of a European professional soccer-like feel where there's just worlds and generations of people coming together to just share in the joy of really their pride. You know, Oakland Beach, Kentucky. There's so many people. I mean, that coach has been there for 40 years that are sharing in that joy, and it makes it so special. And I love it. And I think so many people across the country and across the world really do love it. And unfortunately, Yale did not, you know, get through last night, but honestly, Steve, what it shows you is there's just a massive respect for all programs in college basketball right now. Nobody is taking anybody lightly, and everyone's playing their hearts out, and it's awesome to see.
And James Jones, as we know, has done a phenomenal job at Yale for a long time. Greg Campy's been there for 40 years, a long time, right? And you could tell the joy with which their players had, not only for themselves, but for their coach. I mean, that showed me so much about what, like, hey, we not only did this for us, we did this for him too. That tells you about, you talk about connectivity, it includes the coach in the connectivity.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, it's all part of the equation. And, you know, Purdue's a one seed. Purdue lost last year. They lost to Fairleigh Dickinson. It's 12 months ago. I mean, that's a pain that will never leave your side. So you're seeing a team right now that has experience, that's playing to win versus playing not to lose, but they've been on the other side of it, and they've lost. And so I think you take that for granted a little bit. I can tell you right now, internally in that locker room, they're very grateful that they're still playing.
Yeah.
And, like, I see that across the board. I mean, I really do. I see teams playing their hearts out. I see UConn, who just won the national championship. They want to get right back there. They haven't skipped a beat. Yeah. And it's going to make for an entertaining last 2 weeks of college basketball, which is just so great for the overall product.
And by the way, in this world, if you think that you can't coach tough at times, go to a Danny Hurley practice. leave it at that. So let me ask you about your team now. How quickly, it sounds like your guys got back to work right away. What does that mean to you that your players want to get back to work right away? Because this, you know, they've already begun the process of 24-25. What does that mean to a coach when their players want to get back to work? They embrace it.
I mean, it's a blessing because there's no secret here. The transfer portal opened, and it's becoming, unfortunately, relatively transactional situation in college athletics where you come and go, and there's no judgment from my end. I mean, I'm not one to judge somebody else's decisions. But
that's right.
We took a little time off, and everyone had a chance to just rest, quite frankly. We've been going since July because we went to Italy. So everyone needed to get away from the game, get away from each other. But we will build this back up. We have about a month left or 6 weeks left of school. So we'll start building it back up with a world of lifting and then basketball. And really what it says to me is this group is motivated. They're motivated. 68-65 was the score of our last game. And this group wants the opportunity to get back to that moment. And it's going to start now. And we're process-driven. The messaging is very consistent. We're process-driven. It's not result-oriented, but we want, and this particular group, not coach-led, player-led, they want the opportunity to get back on that court in the semifinals with an opportunity to get to the championship in the Patriot League tournament.
John, it's always a pleasure. You know that. Thanks so much for the time today. We covered a lot of ground, and it was a lot of fun.
I appreciate it, Steve, as always.
John Griffin, head coach, Bucknell Basketball. Always great talking with him, giving us perspective.